Have you seen the really bad schools? Maybe try to figure out what they're doing.
I have not intentionally visited schools that are underperforming.
That was Education Secretary Betsy DeVos in an interview with Leslie Stahl on the CBS show 60 Minutes on Sunday. The interview got a lot of attention. DeVos was not able to speak in detail about the state of public schools in general or how schools are performing in her home state of Michigan. But Betsy DeVos had no experience in public education policy before President Trump appointed her Secretary of Education. She did have a long career of advocacy and activism, mostly for religious schools and privatization. Here she is back in 2015.
We must open up the education industry, and let's not kid ourselves that it isn't an industry. We're the beneficiaries of startups, ventures, and innovation in every other area of life. But we don't have that in education because it's a closed system, a closed industry, a closed market. It's a monopoly, a dead end.
The federal role in public education is relatively small. Most of the funding comes from states and local governments, but 90% of American students go to public schools. So a year into her tenure, how is Betsy DeVos's philosophy shaping public education policy? Liz Willen is editor-in-chief of the Hechinger Report. They're a nonprofit education news outlet. She told me in education, it's hard to say exactly what's changed under Betsy DeVos.
There really haven't been a lot of important changes. What there has been is a lack of clear policy. I mean, she's got a highly visible position as the head of the Department of Education, a really important platform. And I think that she has not been able to instill any confidence in a vision. She is rather tone deaf in many occasions. I've seen her speak to different crowds, and she recounts the same themes repeatedly. Choice is good. Government is bad. Kids are trapped in failing schools. School choice is everything. And I think she has a problem listening to what the public in public education is saying because she isn't really necessarily a champion of public education.
Well, have there been any new policies to back up that philosophy that you've heard repeated? We've certainly heard of plenty of deregulation or at least Obama-era regulations being stopped or slowed down.
There's no question. In terms of loan forgiveness, she wants to only partially forgive the loans of students who attended for-profit schools, and many of them have since shut down. That threat alone is very worrying for tens of thousands of older and non-traditional students who've been deceived by schools that are now defunct, and many of these schools also collapsed after being accused of widespread fraud. DeVos has openly questioned and actively rolled back the Obama administration's loan forgiveness policies. And these are policies that help thousands of students cancel some $550 million in student debt.
There's also been a lot of controversy over guidelines over how college campuses should manage sexual assault complaints. What's happened with that policy?
Well, there's no question with that. And in her now quite famous interview with Leslie Stahl, she repeatedly said one student is too much, one accusation is too much, but did not articulate, once again, a clear policy for what it is that she wants to do here.
Well, we've talked about some of the older students in America at college campuses, for-profit colleges, and others. Let's talk about younger kids. Betsy DeVos has been a vocal proponent of private and religious charter schools. Has she advanced any of those policies now that she has a government job?
She's trying to, but she's not able to do that in many cases. Look, she's got a big fight ahead. And I think the one thing that I noticed in her confirmation hearings, which were, as you can recall, were all night, tie-breaking vote by Vice President Mike Pence was the only way that she was confirmed. You saw an outcry, an outpouring of passion and support for public education. And that is continuing. She runs into that wherever she goes. When she was asked about her policies about Michigan, she was unable to say that the schools were actually doing better and acknowledged that she had not visited any of the schools that were underperforming. She has thus far been unable to create the kind of widespread choice policies that she so very much wants to have, in part because the public isn't having it and she's under siege for discussing these ideas and pushing them against the will of many in the public sector.
Well, Liz, you live and write in a world of details of education policy, and I know you have a lot of readers who are into the details of education policy. They're looking at a Secretary of Education now. What do you think is going on here? Is this as simple as someone being installed into this job who cares about education, has advocated for certain kinds of education, but really doesn't have any experience at all making or executing policy. Is that what's going on here?
That's absolutely the case. It started right with her confirmation hearing, and she wasn't able to answer questions. At one point, I don't know if you recall, she made headlines for telling Democrat Senator Chris Murphy that some schools may require guns to fight off quote-unquote potential grizzly bears. And, you know, now she's championing teachers using guns or potentially using having guns in classrooms, which is a cornerstone of what President Trump wants to do. She's run into a great deal of opposition for that as well.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because President Trump this week has put Betsy DeVos in charge of a new federal commission on school safety. Part of what the White House, or the president, I should say, wants from this is a policy that would allow teachers to have concealed carry permits in the classroom. What is Betsy DeVos's role going to be here, and what impact is she likely to have on this huge national debate now on school safety after Parkland?
She's going to be a lightning rod for criticism for this, because this is a very unpopular policy, except for with the NRA. This White House proposal is, according to many teachers and principals who are weighing in heavily, my inbox is flooded with remarks, and they are complaining that it ignores the purpose of public education. They feel that it's dangerous and that it is just straight out of the NRA playbook.
It sounds like people involved in public education have a lot of frustration with Betsy DeVos. I can hear it in your voice as well. What can she do? What changes can she implement at the Department of Education to try to get some confidence of educators around the country?
That's an excellent question, but her ideology and her ideas around this concern getting the government out of the business of a lot of these education decisions. She wants states and communities to address the issues in their own way. That is something she talks about over and over again. She is also talking a lot about innovation. Last week, I heard her speak in front of a crowd in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest EDU, and she had an unprecedented opportunity there. And at another conference, I heard her speak last spring about innovation and technology in schools. But she instead complains over and over again about students being trapped in failing schools, even when she has an empathetic audience who is also wanting change and pushing innovation. So one thing she might be able to do is to get some of those folks on her side and on board in talking about the way she wants to change schools. She refers to the factory model of education and has yet to visit a school where she can champion real change, real innovation, and say, hey, this is something we need to do more of in this country to close achievement gaps or to make things different or to improve education in radical ways.
Liz Whelan, editor-in-chief of the Hechinger Report, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.